For ETV Radio, this is South Carolina Focus. I'm Tut Underwood.
Good job, guys!
Move-in day is a ritual at many colleges, including Columbia College, a women's school in the state's capital. Though the school is attracting increasing numbers, it's bucking a national trend. The Women's College Coalition says the number of women's colleges in America has declined from 230 to 45 over the last 50 years. More acceptance at co-ed colleges and some locations in small remote towns have resulted in falling enrollment. Many women's colleges have gone co-ed to survive. Columbia College President Beth Dindorf says to keep enrollment up, her school appeals to potential students in a variety of ways.
We show them the numbers. We tell them what we do. We tell them the kind of placement we have for our graduates. We also have them come to campus so they have the experience of what happens when you're on campus at a women's college and what it's like. They can come be students for a day, go to classes, and experience what it's like to be in a class that are, they're not classes of 200. These are small classes. You get individual attention. Let them experience that firsthand.
Someone who is experiencing it firsthand is Laura Maurer, a Columbia College student from Malden. She says taking a closer look at women's colleges convinced her to attend.
I never would have seen myself attending a women's college, but in hindsight, that's the best place I could be. So as soon as I toured it, I started researching more about women's colleges and all the traditions and all the successful women that have come out of women's colleges, and I couldn't see myself going anywhere else.
Dindorf says women's colleges give students experiences that can't be found elsewhere.
When you are at a women's college, all students lead. You are leaders and you learn to lead. You gain self-confidence. You learn to lead at a critical time in your development and your life so that when you graduate, you know you're a leader. You know that there isn't anything you can't do if you do the work. Those are the kind of special experiences and learning environment that women's colleges provide.
Dindorf delivers some impressive statistics about how women's colleges develop these leaders.
Of the women who serve in the U.S. Congress, about 20% of them are graduates of a women's college. And about 30% of the women who are identified as rising stars in corporate America by U.S. News. Yet maybe 2% of all undergraduate degrees earned are earned at women's colleges. So we produce women leaders that are leading this country in the world.
Asked whether she thinks women's colleges have outlived their purpose in the 21st century, she replies to the contrary.
I don't think so. I think women's colleges are as important and as relevant. And single gender. You're seeing more single gender education opportunities in middle school, in high school. It's important. And science is knowing much more about, through neuroscience, how men and women learn differently. So being able to address those at the critical time in their lives when they're coming up through middle, high school, and college, I think there's possibility it can grow in the future because it's certainly been growing in that K-12 market.
The key to thriving is adapting to circumstances and innovating, Dindorf stresses. In this way, women's colleges will be able to pass their benefits not just to future graduates, but to the society in which they live and work. This South Carolina Focus report also can be heard on etvradio.org. With South Carolina Focus, I'm Tut Underwood for ETV Radio, South Carolina Public Radio.